Welcome to the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones, and I'm so excited that you're here. The Plan B CRNA podcast is the only show made specifically for nurse anesthetists who are exploring options outside of their traditional career paths. This is the place to expand your mind and your goals as we uncover new ways to produce side income together. Journey with me as I go down various rabbit holes to explore the best Plan B options for you. This episode is brought to you by OnCall Capital. OnCall Capital is dedicated to educating CRNAs and other healthcare providers about investing outside of the traditional stock market. OnCall Capital also provides opportunities for you, yes, you, to create passive income and generational wealth while also lowering your taxable income through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. If you haven't hit subscribe yet, make sure you do that right now so that you don't miss an episode. Thanks so much for joining me today, and now on with the show. Welcome to the rabbit hole on the Plan B CRNA podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones. And throughout my journey in finding a Plan B, I've gone down numerous rabbit holes to figure out which ones work for me. And since I've done some of this research already, I only think it's right to bring that information to fellow healthcare professionals to help aid in your search. As always, it's important for you, the listener, to do your own research and form your own opinions. Everyone's situation is unique, and a Plan B that works for one CRNA doesn't always work for another. Self-awareness is the key in any decision you make, since you must have an accurate grasp of your own strengths, weaknesses, and goals. Today's topic is one that is seemingly sweeping the nursing community across the country. Our rabbit hole of the day is, dun dun dun, aesthetics and med spas. If you're a physician, nurse, or PA looking to venture into the world of medical aesthetics, you're in the right place. In this episode, we're going to explore the size and scope of the med spa and Botox markets, discuss the overall med spa market cap, provide a step-by-step guide to getting started, and highlight the importance of education and mentorship. We're also going to address the average startup costs, common roadblocks to success, and provide you with valuable resources. But before we dive into those details, I have to say that my own personal knowledge of this particular niche is pretty limited. While I've had folks on the show who are involved in aesthetics, I don't have a close relationship with anyone who has any of these procedures done on a regular basis. So first, I have to define what an aesthetician is, which leads me to my first question. What's the difference between an aesthetician and an esthetician? That is, besides the A or the E at the beginning. According to Indeed.com, the training can be quite similar, regardless of where you end up working. The distinction is often made when it comes to medical versus non-medical professionals. Some people use the term esthetician to include people who work exclusively at spas, specializing in facials, mani-pedis, waxing, and massage. In contrast, an aesthetician or medical esthetician may be viewed as a career path in a more clinical setting, working on solutions for people suffering from several skin injuries and conditions. The big difference is when it comes to injections, because Botox and other dermal fillers can only be administered by a medical professional, which of course is where you come in. In most states, this includes nurses, PAs, dentists, and physicians. However, some states, like California, require physician oversight of nurses or PAs, while others, such as Florida, only allow physicians, APRNs, and PAs to perform injections. As expected, APRNs work with a wider scope of practice than your average aesthetic RN. Now, for our purposes, I'm not going to try to pronounce aesthetic or aesthetic. It's just going to kind of roll off my tongue. So just know that when I say the word, I'm talking about medical aesthetics. I'm using this to apply directly to you medical professionals out there. Now, let's take a look at the size and scope of the med spa and Botox market. The medical aesthetics industry has experienced remarkable growth in recent years, driven by increasing demand for minimally invasive and non-invasive cosmetic treatments. According to market research, the global medical aesthetics market size stood at $11.9 billion in 2021 and is expected to reach a value of $34.1 billion by 2031, representing a compound annual growth rate of 12.4% during that decade. North America has the leading position globally, with the market value expected to be around $15 billion in 2030. This tremendous growth shows that the opportunity is definitely there for nurses and other healthcare professionals who are interested in establishing their own med spa practice. But how much can you expect to make? Well, the average aesthetic nurse practitioner salary in the U.S. is $94,732. Of course, that depends on the region of the country you work in, whether or not you own your own practice or med spa, and of course, the services you offer. So there is a pretty wide range of variance. A lot of what you make depends on your pricing and patient load too. We're going to get into some numbers here, so try to hang with me. According to Botox's manufacturer, Allergan, the wholesale cost of Botox is $1,268 for a 200-unit vial, or $6.34 per unit. The average sale price for Botox injections can be $10 to $15 per unit, with an average treatment being around 30 to 40 units. This means that you can expect to make 65% or more of a markup for profit, charging $466 on average for a treatment. Data is similar when it comes to dermal fillers, of which there are several. Juvederm, Restylane, Herlane, Radiesse, and Sculptra are some examples, and the average cost of these dermal products ranges from $295 to $400 per syringe. Typically, the patient fee for these fillers ranges from 2 to 3 times the cost of the filler used. But your ability to produce income doesn't stop there. There are facial laser treatments, skin pins, and chemical peels that you can offer as well, with prices varying per treatment from $199 to upwards of $800, depending on the procedure. You'll need to do your own research here, though, because the cost of these machines and products can vary wildly. It is your choice on how far you want to go here. So how much does it cost to get started? That largely depends on how you want to get started. If you want to simply start building a client list and hosting Botox parties to kind of do a soft opening, the cost can be limited to just your training and the cost of supplies. If you're planning to open your own place, then it comes down to the cost of sharing space with a current med spa or leasing space and any additional equipment you need for treatments. Of course, you can always build your very own building too, but that can run your costs up into several hundreds of thousands of dollars. On average, though, it costs under $20,000 to get started, with many folks being able to get started for well under $5,000 to $10,000, which in the grand scheme of things isn't too bad. Still interested? Let's get into what it takes to actually get started by walking through the step-by-step process of starting your own aesthetics and med spa practice. Step one, define your vision. Before embarking on your aesthetics journey, it's crucial to define your vision. Consider the types of services that you want to offer, the target market that you wish to serve, and your overall goals for the practice. Are you looking to make this a 1 to 2 day a week thing, or is this going to eventually take over as your full-time gig? That's up to you. This clarity is going to guide your decision-making process. Step two, education and certification. To provide medical aesthetics treatments, it's essential to acquire the necessary education and certification. Invest in a reputable educational program that offers comprehensive training in aesthetics and med spa procedures. Not only will this build your knowledge and skills, but it will also enhance your credibility and ensure the safety of your clients. The International Association for Physicians in Aesthetic Medicine, or IAPAM, is an excellent resource for advanced training and certification in aesthetic medicine. Their basic 2-day aesthetic medicine program is roughly $3,000 for members. But they offer other comprehensive programs that cover a wide range of topics, including injectables, laser treatments, and skin rejuvenation. There's also Aesthetic Medical Educators Training, or AMET, which has trained over 7,500 providers across all 50 states. Their basic injectables training seminar is $1,650. And like AIPAM, they also have many other certifications available as well. But these aren't the only educational resources out there. In fact, there are several CRNAs who are expanding their own med spa practice to include training others. I've been fortunate enough to have Suzanne Jagger, owner of Aura Academy, and Cassie Lane, owner of Injectables EDU, on the show, both of whom I highly recommend. You can even join one of the many Facebook groups for aesthetic nurses for help in finding a training program that's right for you. Step 3, obtain licensing and permits. You'll need to research the licensing and permit requirements specific to your city and state, so you should contact your state's nursing board or medical board to understand the regulations governing medical aesthetics. You can also reach out to other aesthetic APRNs in your state to see what they went through. Compliance with these requirements is vital to operate your practice legally. Step 4, develop a business plan. Now, you may think that this is simply a part of defining your vision, but your vision is only a component of a solid business plan, which will help you outline your practice's structure, financial projections, marketing strategies, and competitive analysis. This plan will serve as a roadmap for your success and can be shared with potential investors or lenders. Even if you don't plan to involve investors or lenders, having a business plan can help you monitor whether you're staying on track with your goals. Remember, too, that this is a living document that can be adjusted as needed down the road. Step 5, secure financing. Starting a med spa practice typically requires some initial investment. Most folks entering into this business choose to self-finance, which is the most convenient option after all. However, you may want to explore various financing options such as loans or grants or business credit lines. And this is where the business plan comes in handy, since you can show financial projections to banks or potential business partners to share that financial burden. Step 6, location and facility. Selecting the right location for your practice is crucial. Look for areas with high foot traffic, convenient access, and proximity to your target market. Maybe you're a customer of a salon near you and you'd like to partner with them to lease a room in their space for a couple of days a week. So long as the facility you choose meets the necessary health and safety requirements with appropriate treatment rooms, equipment, and amenities, then you're good to go. Moving on, our last step, staffing and training, step 7. Assuming that you've moved on from in-house Botox parties and you want to make this more of a part-time or full-time gig, hiring and training a competent team is key to delivering great client experiences. You'll want to seek out licensed professionals such as estheticians or other nurses, and perhaps an APRN or PA partner who align with your practice's values and have a passion for medical aesthetics. To ensure the continued success of your med spa practice, it's essential to invest in ongoing training for yourself and your staff. The field of medical aesthetics is constantly evolving, with new treatments and techniques emerging regularly. By staying up to date with the latest industry trends and advancements, you can provide your clients with the best possible care and maintain a competitive edge. Remember, these courses can be between $1,000 to $5,000 a pop, so you're going to need to put that into your costs. Now, let's discuss more about those startup costs that are associated with launching a med spa practice. It's important to note that these costs can vary depending on factors such as location, size of the facility, and the services you plan to offer. And because of that, I'm not actually going to go into specific numbers. These are simply considerations that you have to keep in mind for your own business. Perhaps you're partnering with a currently existing med spa or salon. Many of these expenses may not apply in that case. However, if you're going full-time from the ground up, here are some common expenses to consider. Initial equipment and supplies. This includes medical-grade devices, treatment beds, sterilization equipment, skincare products, and other essential supplies. And I'd love to give you an average cost on this, but it depends greatly on how you actually begin your business. Facility renovation or leasehold improvements. If you need to renovate or modify your chosen location to meet the specific needs of a med spa practice, this can incur additional expenses, and the cost of that can vary significantly based on the condition and size of the space you choose. Licensing and permit fees. Obtaining the necessary licenses and permits from regulatory bodies will involve some fees, so you'll need to research the requirements in your area to estimate those costs accurately. Marketing and advertising. Promoting your med spa practice is crucial to attract clients, and much of this can be done on social media for free or minimal costs. Nevertheless, you'll want to allocate a budget for website development, online advertising, printed materials, and other marketing strategies. Next is insurance. Protecting your practice with liability insurance is essential. The cost of this will depend on various factors, including your location and all of the services that you provide. Staffing and payroll. Consider the salaries or hourly wages of your employees, along with taxes and benefits. Now, starting a med spa practice can be challenging, and there are some common roadblocks that aspiring nurse and PA entrepreneurs might face along the way. So let's explore a couple of them. Regulatory compliance. Navigating the complex regulatory landscape can be overwhelming. Staying up to date with the ever-changing laws and regulations governing medical aesthetics is crucial to ensure compliance and avoid any penalties. Building a client base. Attracting and retaining clients is essential for the success of your med spa practice. Developing effective marketing strategies and building strong relationships with your clients is going to be instrumental in growing your business over time. Managing finances. Keeping track of those expenses, maintaining a positive cash flow, and managing the financial aspects of your practice can be challenging. Consider consulting with a financial advisor, accountant, or bookkeeper to ensure proper financial management. And finally, competition. The medical aesthetics industry is highly competitive. So to stand out, you're going to need to differentiate your practice by offering exceptional customer service, innovative treatments, and personalized expenses. Now that we've discussed how to start a med spa practice and some of the roadblocks, let's get to my favorite part of the show, pros and cons. First is a pro, opportunity. Aesthetics and med spas are a rapidly growing industry, presenting significant opportunity for healthcare professionals. Con, though, is that competition. More and more healthcare providers are getting into this business. They realize that opportunity, meaning that you're going to have to figure out ways to differentiate yourself from the crowd. Next is a pro/con, cost. You can start your aesthetics practice for only a few thousand dollars, or you can use a much more significant upfront investment. And it just depends on the direction you want to take. So there are pros and cons to each path that are far too extensive to really get into here. Next is a pro, practice scope. As a physician, nurse, practitioner, or PA, you have a solid foundation in healthcare, which allows you to provide safe and effective medical aesthetics treatments to their fullest scope. Con is time. Running your own business means that you have to take extra time to manage the administrative and operational aspects of your company. Pro is flexibility. Especially in the beginning, your med spa practice can be scheduled during your off time, and it can be used to create flexibility with your overall work-life balance as you continue to build your business. Con, marketing. A large part of your success depends on your ability to market yourself, whether that is through traditional means or through social media. As someone who isn't a big social media fan, this is a real con for me. Pro, positive impact. As an esthetician, you have the chance to positively impact clients' lives through individual relationships and by helping them look and feel better about themselves. And that is a pretty good feeling. Con, regulations. Compliance with regulations can be demanding given their ever-evolving nature. And finally, our last pro, financial reward. The potential for financial success is high in this industry as the demand for medical aesthetic treatments continues to rise. Now, as you embark on your journey to start a med spa practice, it's crucial to seek educational resources and mentorship. Learning from experienced professionals in the field can provide valuable insights and guidance. So here are a few resources to consider. The American Med Spa Association, or AMSPA. The AMSPA offers educational programs, webinars, and industry insights tailored specifically for medical spa professionals. They provide valuable resources to navigate the complexities of the industry. The Small Business Administration, or SBA. Now, I haven't hyped up the SBA much, but that's my fault, really. The SBA provides a wealth of resources for entrepreneurs, including business planning guides, financing options, and mentorship programs. And they can assist you in developing a solid business plan and navigating the financial aspects of starting your med spa practice. And MedAesthetics Magazine. MedAesthetics Magazine offers a wide range of articles, research, and insights on medical aesthetics. And it covers industry trends, treatment advancements, and business strategies, providing valuable information for aspiring med spa owners. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention some of the folks that I've had on the show that have ventured into this industry. I mentioned a couple before, specifically Cassie Lane with Injectables EDU in episode 111 and Suzanne Jagger in episode 105. But I've also had Crystal Alber in episode 51 and Lacey Lynch in episode 29. These women are all wonderful resources for you to reach out to in order to learn more about their aesthetics journeys. Remember, selecting a reputable educational program and finding mentors who have succeeded in the industry are really important to your success, and you can find them all over the place. Their guidance and expertise will help you navigate the challenges and make informed decisions along the way. So what's the verdict? Well, in my estimation, this is the real deal. Starting your own aesthetics and med spa practice can be a rewarding and profitable venture for nurses and other healthcare professionals. The market is growing rapidly, and with the right education, planning, and resources, you can establish a successful and lucrative practice. Now, I would also be remiss if I didn't provide you with some other helpful links, so make sure you check out the show notes for those. You can also check out the following books: The Art of Aesthetic Practice, 7 Fundamental Steps to Providing the Ultimate Patient Experience and Maximizing Profitability by Ashley Cloud. The author is a consultant, speaker, and number one best-selling author with over 17 years in the medical aesthetics industry. She's dedicated to empowering practices and medical spas to create and market world-class services through patient-centric and results-driven processes. Med Spa Confidential, Lessons Learned from Starting, Growing, and Selling 100-plus Med Spas by Carol Clinton, MD, and Sarah Sheikman, Esquire. Whether you're thinking of opening your first location or expanding your empire, this book has the answers on how to get started, how to not give up, and how to 5 to 10x valuations when selling your business. And finally, Progressive Business Plan for a Medical Spa, second edition, updated 2021 version, by Nat Schiaferano, MBA. This business plan workbook contains the detailed content and out-of-the-box ideas to launch a successful medical spa company. And that's going to do it for today's show. As always, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Plan B CRNA podcast. If you found value today, make sure you hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. The show only grows because of you, so make sure you share it with a friend, family member, or colleague to help them on their side income journey. And I also want to hear from you. If you have a question, comment, or rabbit hole topic that you'd like me to cover in an upcoming show, just put that in your review of the podcast. I check those all the time, and I cover those questions in future episodes. If you'd like to know more about me and gain access to passive investment opportunities, make sure to find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or visit my website at www.oncallinvestments.com. This is Bobby Jones signing off. Until next time, stay safe and take care of each other out there. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Plan B CRNA podcast. If you haven't already subscribed and reviewed the show, I'd be honored if you took the extra time. It really helps to expand our reach and get the word out about the show. If you're a CRNA who is interested in sharing your story on our podcast, I'd love to have you. Please email me at bobby@oncallinvestments.com for more information. This episode was brought to you by OnCall Capital. They are dedicated to helping providers like you develop passive income and generational wealth through investments in the apartment and alternative investment spaces. Feel free to check out their website at www.oncallinvestments.com and subscribe to their free educational email series. You can find OnCall Capital on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our YouTube page, where you'll find all of the show episodes along with other educational videos. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.